Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Coming up at 5:30, check the clock. What time is it again? Right, 5:30. We will let you hear from Logan and me. Great conversation this morning about Jaden Daniels and kind of where the offense can go in 2025 if things go well. Obviously, in 2030, the Commanders are hoping to go to RFK Stadium, which brings us to a non-traditional version of today's Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
So the whole origin story of this segment was that I used to be a beat reporter who covered the Commanders, and now I'm not. So we get other people on who are experts. Well, today's top story, we're going to cover with the help of a couple of different experts, some reporting from the folks at the Washington Post, and some sound bites from our guy Mark Seagraves, NBC4 investigative reporter, who was on with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday. We start with the Post, where the headline says, D.C. City Council members need more time, or D.C. Council members say stadium approval is likely, but they need more time. It's a story by Jenny Gathright with contributions by Megan Flynn. Megan's been on the show before. But here's how the story starts, and this is the context of which we operate today. D.C. council members are working toward approving a football stadium for the Washington Commanders at the shuttered RFK Stadium site, but probably not by Mayor Muriel E. Bowser's deadline in July, several lawmakers said this week. The prospect of the council delaying a vote on the $3.7 billion deal has the team, quote unquote, outraged, Bowser said this week, and, quote, sacrifices our exclusive seat at the table and $2.7 billion in private investment. Bowser has wanted the council to approve the deal with the Commanders as part of the council's fiscal year 2026 budget process, and the commander said this week that any delay beyond that threatens the team's construction timeline. Okay. So that is the facts on the ground, or I should say the stated positions, because the council, to close this out, says, hey, there's $1 billion of taxpayer money in this. We want more time to review the particulars. And the city is like, we don't have time. And the council is like, well, we don't know. And by the way, I think the other interesting part of this is a lot of people on the council side are like, we don't know the particulars, so we don't know even what to where to go. Like, you're throwing these numbers at us. We don't know where they came from. So we don't know how to make tweaks to make this thing better. And the council or in the city is like, well, you know, and the team is like, we'll work on whatever you want to make it better. And so the city, I think, has done a tremendous job. And by the city, I mean the mayor's office and the team, of putting the council, frankly, in a terrible spot. They have played the politics of this very, very well. This is very popular. Everyone wants to get it done. They are pushing to get it done. And by doing this in the way they have, whether this was the intent or not, they have kind of set up the council to be in a no-win situation by simply doing their due diligence and jobs. While there are certainly a lot of people that will appreciate them trying to get more details so that they then can make it a better deal for the city, they're now the breaks, and that's a bad place to be if you are playing the political game. So yesterday, C. Graves on with JP was asked the simple question of, like, is this actually a substantive squabble or is this a political squabble?
So it is no secret that Mayor Bowser and Chairman Mendelson don't play well in the sandbox. They don't get along on a lot of things. On some things, they we're lucky in D.C. in the sense that it's basically a democratic city, a liberal city, and everybody agrees on most things. And so there's not a lot of quibbling over most things. But when you get down into minutia and budgets and how money is spent, that's where they start to have disagreements. Mendelson and Bowser will be up for re-election. Mendelson could face some serious opposition this time around. And so, it is unfortunate that they don't have the best of relationships. The chairman has hired Robert Bob, who was a former city administrator under Tony Williams years ago and has enjoyed many, many government contracts since. And now he's been hired by the council to kind of mediate this landscape between the mayor and the chairman and the commanders. And, I expect what you'll see is that Mendelson will make some tweaks, particularly around the community benefits package, which was very vague in the original contract. Again, when you look back at the baseball thing, after the no vote by Linda Kropp, they came back and the community benefits package had the youth baseball academy that we still have over in Ward 7 that Vince Gray was able to get out of those negotiations. So that's what I would look for. The commanders are prepared to prop up the community benefits package. I think if they start toying with things of real substance that would cost the commanders money, like one of the things that I've been pointing to from day one are these seat licensing agreements, man. And I got to tell you, your listeners, if they plan on being season ticket holders for the commanders when they come to Washington, D.C., and they find out they're going to have to pay a seat licensing fee that could be anywhere from thousands to tens of thousands of dollars up front just for the privilege of buying you tickets at another cost, that's going to make a lot of people very, very unhappy. And so, but it's a hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue that the team is counting on, just like naming rights for the stadium. These are things that the city owns because they own the land and the stadium that they're giving to the commanders. So you start tinkering with those big ticket items, and that could be problematic. But again, if I'm betting on this, I at the end of the day, I think 2030, we're kicking off at RFK Stadium.
So that was Mark Seagraves with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Day. The other big item on the docket potentially is rent. There is a provision in this current proposal that the Commanders will pay $1 in rent. That's not that you heard me correctly. $1 in rent. And I'm curious if the city's like, well, what if we made that? I mean, surely the rent is probably worth millions, but even thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, something that does move the budget, but it creates real revenue for the city without moving the bottom line or the top line number. Because, like, yes, $100,000. Let's say that $1 comes $100,000, right? This is just fun with numbers here. If that becomes $100,000, that is 1/10 of a million. And we're talking about $2.7 billion. And remember, 1,000 millions is a billion. So we are talking a minuscule percentage of money, but that's still $100,000 for the city. Nevertheless, if it's $500,000 or $1 million. So I think that that is going to be something that the city's got to look at. And certainly certain council members have already flagged and as reported in the Post is like, hey, this doesn't exactly sit right with me. Something to keep an eye on in this situation. One more for Seagraves here. He was asked about the possibility of a delay. And this is something that I think is a very real threat by the Commanders and by Bowser, but also could be a bit of an empty hammer hanging over their heads. Ultimately, we know the team wants to be at RFK. So if they have to delay a little bit and there's still a window to get this done before the 2030 season, then it seems like there should be more wiggle room than is being presented. But if realistically they cannot delay and they're saying, hey, it's 2030 at RFK, or we're going to start, get a deal done quickly with Maryland and we can start building on that land tomorrow because we own it and the construction timeline works to have us a new home by 2030, then this does feel like the biggest threat in terms of this deal actually getting done. So how realistic is the idea that the council is going to get more time here?
Right now, we don't have a good, we know, for instance, Brooke Pinto has come out and said uncategorically, no delay, do the whole package on July 15th. You had Zach Parker come out and say the exact opposite. And his, I think, was the most telling statement, because what he went so far as to say is that he is open to delaying it until September or October to vote. And see, this is why it's so important for these meetings to be open to the public and why the public should care about these open meeting laws, is because we have no idea what these 12 people talked about behind those closed doors, because we weren't allowed to be there. So we don't know what the chairman proposed for the council to vote on. We know what some of them have said coming out of that meeting. And the most telling, again, is Zach Parker saying he's open to a delay that could be as long as September, October. That becomes a real delay. When you talk about construction costs, construction deadlines, timelines, delaying it a few weeks or a month isn't going to kill anybody. You build those kinds of delays into your plan. Delaying it by 2, 3, 4 months, that's a lot, and a lot can change. Look at tariffs, right? Every day the cost of construction materials goes up and down because of the threat of tariffs. And so the Commanders definitely do not want a delay that would go into the fall before, knowing that it's going to be approved. So the next time we'll get a real keen idea of what's going to happen will be this Wednesday. On Wednesday, the council holds its public hearing on what is called the Budget Support Act. And that's where all the nitty gritty stuff is. And so we'll learn a lot more based on the council members' questions and public statements. They won't take any votes on this day, but it'll be a public hearing, and we'll hear from public witnesses. I don't know if we'll hear from the commanders, and I can tell you the mayor has not been invited to testify. Her chief of staff has, but kind of a thumb in her eye, the chairman has decided not to invite the mayor for the first time ever to testify on her own budget. But Wednesday, we'll have a better idea of where the 12 council members stand.
So tomorrow, a big day, of course, the biggest day, July 15th, that's the deadline. And that is a real deadline, by the way. That is not a fake. Now, they can agree to amend it, the commanders and the mayor's office. But if there is not a done deal by July 15th with city council approval, the commanders can reopen negotiations, and specifically Maryland would be hopping in saying, hey, let's get this done. We love having you. We would appreciate the things you're going to do if you leave for RFK, but we'd like to have you more. And that's when the pressure turns back up on DC and for the commanders to get something done. So we'll have more on this tomorrow and Friday. We're off on Thursday, but we'll have more on this as the week goes after that meeting. Maybe even check in with Seagraves on it. And there will be more later this week. For the full interview with Seagraves on B. Mitch and Finley, search B. Mitch and Finley wherever you get your podcasts. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, some story time from Anthony from the weekend. Our boy rode a train for the first time. How'd it go? We'll discuss next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.